Hey everyone, Jefferson Graham here, Talking Tech. If you're like me, you're probably going to be doing a virtual Thanksgiving. Travel plans are a little odd right now during this COVID era, and we're going to be spending even more time looking at a video screen instead of seeing people in person. But that's okay. I'm here to make it a little easier for you and to talk about how to set up your tech, what you'll need. Think about Zoom. Think about laptops, phones, tablets. Think about TV. Think about a dedicated video display device, which is my number one recommendation. Love or hate Facebook, but you can't get over the fact that the Portal is hands down the best video calling device on the market, and nowhere would it be more useful than the Thanksgiving table. It's a dedicated unit. You do nothing but video chat on it, and it's got the best camera. It follows you around so that you could have like four people at the table. As each person speaks, the camera would then zoom in on that person. It's pretty amazing technology. The Portal, get the small one. Get the 8-inch. It costs $129. I checked on the Facebook website today. They have plenty of units, and if you order now, you could have it by this weekend. The 10-inch version is $179. The 15-inch is $279. And the great thing about the Portal, it works with either Facebook Messenger or Zoom, which happens to be the world's most popular video meeting service. Google has its own video display unit called the Nest Hub Max. Similar camera, it works with Google's Meet, which is not as popular as Zoom, and Amazon's Echo Show can either connect to other Echo Show devices or any phone or tablet with the Alexa app. So you guys could see your guests on their phones, be fine. Tablets, I think those are good, nice big screens. Just make sure to get something to hold it, a tablet stand, because you don't want to put your greasy hands all over that shiny iPad, do you? Ditto for the smartphone. The same tablet stand should be able to hold your smartphone in place. If you don't want to get the tablet stand, get an inexpensive tabletop tripod for $20 or so. The laptop is probably what most people are going to be using. Stick it at the head of the table and move it around as the dinner continues. Most important tip is to keep it eye level, because usually the webcam is looking up your nose, making your double chin look like a quadruple chin. Put your device atop a bunch of books and remember to look at the camera, not at the screen. You're making eye contact with the camera. Otherwise, you're looking down. Hey, what about using the TV? I've got a tip for you there. Apple has this really cool feature called AirPlay, which lets you beam images, video, and the like from iPhones, iPads, and Mac computers to other devices. If you can connect your Apple TV set-top box to your TV via AirPlay, you can bring Zoom to the really big screen. Additionally, several TV manufacturers also have new sets that work with AirPlay as well, including Samsung, LG, Sony, and Vizio. Finally, don't forget about the lighting. If you're going to go really dark and light candles, nobody's going to be able to see you. So turn on the lights, get out some extra lamps, and have fun meeting online. Those are my tips. Have any questions? I'd love to hear from you. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.